All week, I have been watching with a kind of anxious heaviness as Jimmy Kimmel was suspended indefinitely from television. Truth be told, I've never watched his show and never had much of an opinion of him one way or the other. He was just simply another late-night host whose name that I knew. But the news of his removal has shaken me, and I think that it should trouble us all. You see, as your priest, I stand here each week and I speak. Sometimes the words are serious, sometimes lighthearted, but I always try to make them true. There's an old saying that preachers write the sermon that they themselves need to hear. Not entirely sure that's what this is, but what I do know for sure is that it's what I need to say. I actually scrapped a sermon I'd been spending the week on Friday, because I felt convicted with this. Now, week after week, I lend my voice to what we do together. We sing songs that I have helped to choose. We pray words that I have selected from the church's liturgies. It's not my show. This is God's work, this is God's liturgy and God's table, but my voice is still in the mix. And with that comes a responsibility, not to perform, but to speak from the heart, even when the words are heavy, even when they risk discomfort. Now, looking back over the course of the history of religion, religion has always relied on the free exchange of ideas. I think very fondly of the medieval rabbis in their midrash and the beauty that has come from their discussions. It was basically just a bunch of rabbis sitting around a table arguing about what they think Scripture means. And in this disagreement, they uncovered new truths, new meanings. Creativity and even dissent have always been a holy part of faith. And that's why Jeremiah's words pierced me this week. My joy is gone. Grief is upon me. My heart is sick. For the hurt of my poor people, I am hurt. I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me. Jeremiah does not censor himself. He says the thing that nobody wants to hear. He names grief out loud. He was dismissed as a problem, a disturber of the peace, and yet his words carried the heart of God. And this is the really hard truth about prophets. They're almost never popular. Elijah angered kings and fled for his life. Amos was thrown out of the temple for his preaching that upset the powerful. And Jesus himself said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in their hometown." Prophets interrupt the story. They speak grief when no one wants to face it. They tell the truth when silence would be much, much easier. Their words are sharp, uncomfortable, and costly, but they're also wildly necessary. And so, when I think about voices being silenced in our own day, whether it's a late-night comedian or a journalist, or just simply someone in our family or community whose perspective is inconvenient, I worry that we are shutting down the very voices that we need most. You see, prophets are problematic, but they are also a gift. They force us to wrestle and to reconsider and to imagine things in a way we may never have imagined them before. Now, during another time of silencing in Nazi Germany, two pastors helped to form what was called the Confessing Church. You may have heard of them, Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Martin Niemöller. They resisted efforts to make the church a servant of the state. And for that witness, they suffered imprisonment and persecution. Niemöller later gave us these famous words. First, they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. Niemöller reminds us that when we silence just a single voice, we begin a pattern that eventually silences all the voices. And that is why the events of this week trouble me so deeply. Because the prophets knew this truth. If they didn't speak, nobody was going to. And Jeremiah ends the passage today with words that are almost unbearable. Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears, so that I might weep day and night for the slain of my poor people. He imagines an endless amount of tears because his grief also is endless. It is the cry of one who refuses to look away, even though everybody else wants to. That's what prophets do. They hold up a mirror. They speak the grief. They keep talking even when everybody else wishes that they would just shut up. And maybe that's our calling too. Not to be popular, not to be comfortable, but to be truthful. To say the thing that weighs on our hearts. To risk speaking when silence would be easier. To make room for lament and anger and for dissent, because all of these, all of them, can be holy words when offered honestly to God. That's what I try to do in my own small way each week when I step behind this ambo, to speak what weighs on me, not because it's easy or because it will always be well received, but because the Holy Spirit prods me along. The God of Jeremiah still calls us to speak. So let us keep speaking. Let us keep listening. Let us hold the space for prophets even when they trouble us. Let us not silence the inconvenient voices too quickly, because they may carry the very word of God that we most need to hear.